Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might get a visit from our big people.
Hear all about their grown-up jobs.
Ooh!
And learn why our big people have jobs at all. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Eight, nine, ten, ready or not, here I come.
Tag, you're it.
What? Laura, I found you. You really are terrible at hide and seek.
Oh, I thought we were playing tag at recess today. Remember, I said we haven't played tag all week.
Oh, I thought you said we have to play hide and seek. And wait, Mim, why are you standing like a tree?
I thought we were playing charades.
Well, we have to decide which game we're playing before recess finishes because today is Bring Your Big Person to School Day. You're right. Okay, let's play. Never mind. Into class we go.
Okay, everyone. One, two, three. Eyes on me.
One, two. Eyes on you.
Very good. Thank you, class. Now, as you know, today is Bring Your Big Person to School Day. And some of your big people will be coming in today to tell us all about their jobs.
Excuse me, Mrs. Teacher, what's a job?
Well, Michael Beanie, it's what your big people go and do each day for work. In fact, we'll be hearing from your dad today. So would you like to hop up and tell the class what your dad does?
Spaghetti?
Michael, you can't be silly in front of the teacher.
Spaghetti!
Michael, you can't just say spaghetti.
Michael, what is it your dad does for work?
It's spaghetti. He's the, spaghetti man.
I see. Does he make the spaghetti?
Well, he just got a big, promotion from measurer of spaghetti to the, cutter of spaghetti.
Mm-hmm, I see. Now, class, a promotion is when you do such a good job at the job you have that you get to do a more important job.
Yep, now he's head cutterer of the spaghetti.
Psst, Laura, do you think Michael has got the sillies? Or is this the reason there are always such perfectly cut spaghettis at his house?
Mim and Laura, I see you whispering over there. Perhaps you would like to share what it is your big people do. Mim Beanie, your mum is coming in today. Perhaps you can share with the class what your big person does for work.
Well, my big person has a very important job.
Yes, and what is that?
She makes, wait for it, the rainbows!
The rainbows?
Yep.
And which rainbows are those, Mim?
The rainbows?
Duh. I see, like the ones in the sky?
Yeah. In fact, we should probably set up some space for her to make some rainbows.
Well, where would the catwalk go then?
The catwalk?
Yeah, for all the puppies.
The puppies? What is it your big person does, Laura Beanie?
Well, my dad is the world's best puppy catwalk coach.
Laura, wouldn't that be a dog walk?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Laura Beanie, what on earth is a puppy catwalk coach?
Well, he's in charge of making all the puppies super fabulous for all their fashion shows.
Puppy fashion shows?
Yeah, fashion shows, magazine covers. Vogue or Dogue mostly, you know, only the best.
Well, your big people will be here very soon, so let's start setting up, shall we?
I'll get some magic paintbrushes for your mum's rainbow, Mim.
Great, I'll set up the catwalk. I mean, dog walk.
Maybe move these desks over here. But then we need to be careful with this. This is good cutting spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay, class, everyone, make way for the pot of spaghetti ready to be cut.
Why, hello there. Is this Mrs. Teacher's class? I'm Michael Beanie's dad.
Yes, hello, the famous spaghetti measurer. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean cutter. Congratulations on the promotion, by the way.
I'm sorry? Hello, Mim? Is this your class?
Hi, Mum.
Hello, Mim Beanie's Mum. Welcome and thank you for coming today. Wonderful work on last week's rainbow. The sky was magnificent.
Pardon me?
Hi there. Is this Laura Beanie's class?
Wonderful. All our big people have arrived. Laura Beanie's dad, we've got the catwalk all ready for you.
Thanks. Oh, I didn't know I looked that great today.
Okay, class. 1, 2, 3. Eyes on me.
1, 2. Eyes on you.
Thank you. Now, we have some very special guests today, and we're going to hear all about their jobs.
Ooh.
Now, who has some questions for Michael Beanie's dad, the spaghetti cutterer extraordinaire?
Do you use a ruler or a measuring tape?
Do you often confuse your spaghettis with worms?
How many spaghettis could a spaghetti cutter cut if a spaghetti cutter could cut spaghettis?
Oh, goodness. You must be mistaken. I'm a chef. I cook spaghetti at an Italian restaurant.
Oh, that's why there's always such great spaghetti at Michael's house.
Oh, that's right. We train and learn all about which ingredients and spices make the best meal and work very hard to serve it at our restaurant.
Well, thank you, Michael Beanie's dad. That sounds wonderful. Mim Beanie's mum, we can't wait to see your rainbows. Class, any questions?
Why don't the sky rainbows have brown? Is it because it looks like poop?
Where'd you hide the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
I'd also like to know about the gold. Teachers don't get paid enough, you know.
I'm afraid I'm not sure what you mean. I make these crochet rainbows. Now on Etsy for $19.99.
Ooh, I've seen those on the gram. Bravo, Mim Beanie's mum, how delightful.
I'm glad you like them. You'll be getting one for Christmas.
Oh, well, I guess we've just got one big person left. Laura Beanie's dad. We can't wait to hear about all those fabulous puppies and see them strut their stuff. Time for questions, class.
How do you get them to walk down the catwalk after each other? Do they ever sniff each other's bottoms?
My dog smells like dog food.
Oh, mine too. Psst, Dad, where are the puppies? We had the catwalk set up and everything.
I'm afraid there's been a little miscommunication here too. I'm a dog groomer, so I give all the puppies haircuts and make them look fabulous. Fabulous enough for any fashion runway, I'd say.
Oops. Well, that's still a wonderful job, Laura Beanie's dad.
Oh, man, our big people have totally different jobs to what we thought.
That might be the case, but all the jobs they have are fun and special and necessary to the world around us. Without Michael Beanie's dad, we wouldn't have delicious spaghetti at his restaurant.
It is the best spaghetti in the land.
And without Laura Beanie's dad, all the puppies would have long, dirty hair, and that wouldn't make them very happy.
King Louis does have the best haircuts ever.
And without Mim Beanie's mum, I wouldn't be able to model this amazing rainbow crochet purse down the catwalk. I mean dog walk. Hit it! Work it! Mrs. Teacher on the catwalk!
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination and make a picture in your head of
your big person.
How tall is your big person? Are they as tall as a tree or little like you?
What does your big person sound like? Are they softly spoken or do they have a big boomy voice?
What does your big person smell like? Something comforting, like cinnamon, or fresh laundry detergent? Well done, Mini Beanies. You made a picture of
your big person.
Now time for a song.
A suit and grabs a suitcase.
stops her square pizza going all over the place.
Well, my mum runs every tuck shop on earth. She gets me all my food for free.
My mum takes a submarine each day to feed the Loch Ness Monster, check that she's okay.
Well, my mum's great for what it's worth. She's working really hard for me.
I'm not lying, I swear it's true.
I would never tell a lie to you.
It's what our parents do every day. They go to work while we go play.
My dad looks after lions and bears. He brushes their teeth and he combs their hair.
Well, my dad's got so many brains in his head. He needs a tie to keep it on. My dad teaches T-Rexes to dance, how to tap their big feet and shake their little hands.
Well, my dad's great, that's what I said. I'm thinking of him while he's gone.
I'm not lying, I swear it's true.
I would never tell a lie to you. I think that my parents rule.
They go to work while we go to school.
My parents climb mountains.
My parents make trees. My parents invented crackers and cheese.
My parents write operas.
My parents race snails. My mum and dad sing lullabies for whales. My folks paint to be opera house white, keeping it clean and shining bright. Well, my folks count all the cornflakes in the box, so everybody gets their share.
My folks tie ropes down at the bay to stop Tasmania floating away.
I love my folks from their head to their socks, even if they're not always there. They're working hard 'cause they care.
Whew, what a lesson that was. Thank goodness it's lunchtime. I can finally eat this spaghetti my dad brought for me. Spaghetti, yeah.
It sure was. But wait. I'm not sure why our big people need to have jobs.
I think it's so they can get the monies to buy treats and puppies.
Maybe, but I would be a spaghetti maker for free. A spaghetti eater. Do you think I could get a job as a spaghetti eater?
I always get money in my birthday card from my nan each year. Why don't the big people just wait for that?
Yeah, that would seem way easier.
Well, why don't we ask Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor.
Professor, why do big people have jobs? What's your job? Are you a professional professor?
Whoa.
Ha, ha, ha. That I am, beanies. Big people have jobs so they can get money.
But how much money do big people need?
Well, all the things we need day to day cost money, like the house you live in, the food you eat, and even the car that drives you to school.
But how do you get the money?
Well, big people find something that they are good at, or something that the world needs, and they do it every day. This is called a job. The job pays them money for you to buy things you need.
Well, I'm really good at eating spaghetti. Can I have that as a job?
Well, actually, you can.
What?
You can find a job as a food critic. They are paid to eat food and then tell others whether it is good or not.
Wow, I can do that. Spaghetti equals good. This is easy.
Well, sometimes there are jobs that aren't very easy. But the world still needs people to do them. Sometimes big people have jobs that are difficult or very hard work, but they still go to work every day to make money to buy food and toys and clothes for mini beanies.
Wow, that's so nice.
It is. And perhaps you'll have a job when you grow up that is fun most of the time, but is also hard work. But that's okay too.
Wow. Hey, Professor, do you think when I grow up I can have a job being a beanie?
Psst, Mim, you already are.
What?
What?
listening, Mini Beanies. Maybe you can talk to your big person about their job. Or maybe you could draw a picture of them doing their job and send it to us.
Or even thank them for working so hard. That would be lovely.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha. The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.